Okay, my name is Marie Clark Walker. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Canadian Labour Congress. 5 years ago, my grandmother died of pancreatic cancer. She worked for many, 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 many years, longer than I can remember, at a pest control company. She worked in the office, and so one would never think that she would be affected by any of the pesticides or the other chemicals that the guys used on a regular basis. And I say guys because at that time it was mostly men that worked in the industry. Because I was the officer responsible for health and safety, I tried to find out what could cause the pancreatic cancer, because we had no history of that in our family. And when I checked, some of the pesticides and the chemicals used were on the list, but there was no concrete evidence to say. And when I called places, they said, oh no, there's no concrete evidence to say that that could cause pancreatic cancer. She died in April of 2005, and shortly after, there was acknowledgement that some of these chemicals that were used in the pesticides, etc., can cause a number of cancers, one being pancreatic cancer. Death, whether it's expected or not, is really difficult on families, but when you find out that the death could have been preventable, it makes you angry. It makes you want to work that much harder to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. And for me, it made me want to work that much harder to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. So as the officer at the time responsible for health and safety, I made sure that we talked about and got support from government around illnesses and other diseases that are caused by other exposures that don't usually get mentioned.
Marie, when your grandmother died, did she have suspicions that it might have had something to do with work?
None at all. None whatsoever. She was a very quiet woman and was one that didn't want to rock the boat and used to get upset with me all the time because I'm a boat rocker, right? But one of the things that she did say to me before she died was we needed to fix a number of systems, one being health and safety, another being the healthcare, in terms of making sure that it remained public, making sure that it wasn't privatized, making sure that we exposed what was happening around health and safety in terms of governments not following through with legislation and not enforcing around inspections and things like that. So I will continue to do that work as long as I can breathe and make sure that this doesn't happen to another family.
Marie, thanks for telling us your story.
Thank you very much.